He has really come to play.
Sweeney, right wing, back up to John Brandle. 7 seconds left in the third. Trevor Jepeski dribbling over to Anthony Sweeney. He launches NBA range up, and it's off. No good. John Brandle gets the rebound. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter with Ubley leading by 4 points, 45-41 on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today,
989-872-3318. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Currently, it's 45-41, although John and I both have a discrepancy. We might have Cass City with one more point, so we'll keep you posted on that as Hubley has the ball to start this fourth quarter. To the right wing, to John Brandle, down to the baseline, back out to Trevor Jepeski inside the lane, and Sweeney dribbles all the way through the lane into the left corner.
It's called Land of the Giants. I want to get out of there.
John Brandle, top of the key. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, goes up for the layup, no good. Rosenthal gets the rebound, goes up for the shot, and this one's good. Rosenthal with 6 and 6 boards. Ubley leads by 6 points, 47-41. To the right wing, Brad Hacker. 7 minutes remain in regulation. Top of the key. To the left wing, Jasura Cathrell launches the three. This one's short. Rebound by Cathrell himself. Goes up for the layup. This one's good. Cathrell with 2. He has 14 on the evening. John Brandle into the right corner. Back out to Rosenthal. Right elbow. Being guarded by Schenk. Back to Sweeney. 6.5 to play. 47-43. Jeffrey Wright gets to the lane. He misses the finger roll. Rosenthal gets the rebound, and he puts this back up for 2 points. That's 8 points for him, 7 rebounds. As the three on the other side is no good, Logan Schenk gets that rebound. He puts it in for 2 points. This is now turning into an offensive putback
They're
game.
Picking the pace up a little bit. Nice
John
backdoor
Brandle
cut.
John backdoor cut is in for 2 points. He has 5, 51-45, Ubley by 6, 5:55 left in the fourth. Brad Hacker, right wing, back up Cathrell, top of the key, over to Hacker again. Cathrell dives into the lane to the corner. Hacker launches a 3 right wing, no good, rebound, Sweeney.
Well, broke serve on that one. Back and forth action looked like tennis.
5.5 to play in the fourth, 6-point ball game. Top of the key, Trevor Jepeski. To John Brandle, dives down the lane, wide open, and gets it to fall. John Brandle with 7. Sir Cathrell brings it up for Cass City. Brad Hacker dribbling to the left wing.
Cass City's got to look inside. Got to look inside. Schenk is just working like crazy in there. Schenk gets the ball in the top, 3-point land. That's not where you want the ball.
As John Brandle gets a tip on a pass, and Cathrell saves it at midcourt. The Hacker down the baseline goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. He has 3 points of the night, which came from a 3 early on in the first quarter. This is the 4th team foul for Ubley and goes against Dominic Rosenthal. Believe it or not, that's his first foul of the night.
That's pretty good.
Free throw from Hacker is good.
Everybody's making their free throws tonight, too.
Matt Mychek checks in, probably replaces Trevor Chepesky. Chase Winter comes in for Cass City. So out there for Cass City right now, we have Parker Hare, Sawyer Cuthrell, Brad Hacker at the free throw line. Logan Schenk is sitting down, actually, as the free throw's no good. Rebound Rosenthal. Anthony Sweeney, right corner three, no good. Rebound still loose and brought in by Sawyer Cuthrell. Brings it up across the timeline, right to left across the radio to Parker Hare, left wing, feeds into Lounsbury. Nothing there, back out to Cuthrell, left elbow jump shot is up and in and out, no good. And we have a whistle. This will go against Keith Lounsbury, his first, and Cass City's third team foul of the half. And it'll be Ubley ball 90 feet from their own hoop. And we have a timeout, 30-second timeout, called by Ubley. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to everybody's favorite game show. What would you do for $25? Today's contestant, Jeff Jefferson, is ready to play, and round one starts now. So, Jeff, for $25, would you eat 25 grasshoppers?
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, too bad. How about clean 25 bathrooms, pet 25 tarantulas, watch 25 episodes of Jersey Shore?
I think I'll pass, and definitely pass.
Oh my, all rounds are over and no money made at all tonight. Tell the folks at home, Jeff, why so picky?
I made $25 way easier than that at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular is kicking off their 25th year. And when I signed up for service, I received $25 off my bill, 25 bonus gigs, 25% off select accessories, and they even offer another $25 in discounts on purchased phones. I actually saved even more by going with the new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime, which was free when I signed up. Way easier than eating bugs or cleaning toilets, don't you think?
Easier than hosting this show, too. That's all the time we have, folks. If you need me, I'll be at Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Cass City gets a steal off of Ubley coming out of the timeout. Parker Hare goes down the lane, and he gets a transition bucket. Meanwhile, Anthony Sweeney dives down the lane, and he goes up for the layup, and he's charged with the offensive foul. This will be Anthony Sweeney's third personal and fifth team. Trevor Chepesky replaces Anthony Sweeney. He sits down with three fouls. 3:52 left in the fourth. It's a five-point ball game, 53-48. Cassidy coming up. Sawyer Cuthrell across the timeline, right to left across the radio in their home white uniforms in District 83 from Harbor Beach. Left wing, Parker Hare dribbles to the free throw line. Long two is up, and this one's good. Parker Hare has 16 points on the evening. As it's 53-50, Ubley leading by just 3 points. Shot is no good, brought in by Sawyer Cuthrell as we try and catch up with the action here. To the right wing, Brad Hacker. 3:05 left in the fourth. Hacker for two inside the lane, wide open, and it's in for 2 points. And we have a one-point ball game, a full timeout called by Gus Recker. It's Ubley 53, Cass City 52. 3:04 left in the fourth quarter.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cass City store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cass City location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cass City Redhawks tonight and in the March District Playoffs.
Well, for those keeping score at home, we found our errant point. In the third quarter, we thought Sawyer Cuthrell got a three. They called it a two. So he has 13 points in the evening. And it's 53-52, Ubley leading.